The comparator that, of course, people have out in their minds, as we just talked about, is chemo bevacizumab. What are some of the data sets that have come out in the last year addressing that type of therapy? What more do we know about that? And particularly, what more do we know about predictors of response to toxicity, specifically hemoptysis?
So there has been a lot of data that's come out related to 4599. There's been subset analyses that were done. Of course, they were not pre-specified, but do provide some information. Of course, we have the one by gender where the women did not seem to have the survival benefit, but did have benefit with respect to response and progression-free survival. And actually, their overall survival was very good either way you look at it, over around 13 months or so. Unclear why the survival wasn't seen. Was it due to second or third line therapy, particularly third line therapy and the EGFR TK inhibitors, which were in use, and that data was not captured, and there could have been imbalances between the two arms potentially. The other subset that's been looked at, of course, is the elderly population, defined as patients 70 and older, and this was a nice paper by Dr. Ramalingam. And the idea being just to take a look and see just what happens with the elderly subset. About a fourth of all patients on the study were elderly over the age of 70, and the vast majority of them were between the ages of 70 and 79. I think it was less than 2% of the patients were 80 and older. You have some data. Clearly, with respect to toxicity, there's a bit more toxicity for the folks that were older. That's not unexpected. We see that with chemotherapy all the time. I think when you drill down and look at the data, it is toxicity that is potentially manageable with the folks that are older. But I do think you have to pick your patients wisely and be very cautious, I think, about performance status in that group. Those folks did do better. They had a better response rate with bevacizumab. Their progression-free survival trended upward. I think the p-value was, 0.06, I believe, or 0.07, but clearly was trended upward with a small population. Survival did not meet its endpoint, but I think, again, much like the story of women in the study, small numbers of patients, I think it's hard, a non-pre-specified analysis. I think it's worth studying prospectively in the future, but I'd be comfortable using it in those subsets of patients.